Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Wham Bam East Van Show, and I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, my special guests are Janine McCaw, Paul Bush, and Cindy Ma. They are real live Ghostbusters, or shall I say the proper term, paranormal investigators. Welcome to the show. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, everyone. I am Cindy Ma. I'm one of the paranormal investigators for Cornerstone Supernatural, and I'm also a founder of Soul Provider Healing Arts and Spiritual Works. I am a medium, a healer, a paranormal investigator, and also a spiritual speaker and facilitator.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show tonight. I'm Janine, and I am a paranormal philosopher. Kind of sounds a little fancier than ghost hunter.
And my name is Paul Bush, and I'm one of the co-founders of Cornerstone Supernatural. And I'm the one that's going to get kicked every now and then if I talk too much.
All right. Now, tell me about Cornerstone Supernatural. What is it?
Go ahead. No. Well, we're a group of paranormal investigators located in British Columbia. Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate that we have 27 paranormal investigators located in the province, basically set in two places, from Agassiz to Vancouver. And then we've got another lead investigator, Sharon Smith, who takes care of our group in the interior from basically Prince George down to the border.
Awesome. And I have a curious question is when you do these paranormal investigations, kind of like the Ghostbusters movie, do you guys use these instruments? Do you have gadgets?
We have a ton of gadgets. In fact, we're at the point now where we kind of need our own Scooby van.
Oh,
so if anybody has a Scooby van they'd like to sell, please dial us up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure.
But yes, we have loads of equipment. You know, Paul likes to say he watches the Ghost Hunter shows just to see what kind of equipment they have.
Yes.
And then, we try to get some of the coolest and latest gadgets to do some experiments with.
Amazing. And do they light up, too?
Oh, lots of them light up and lots of them make noise.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, lots of bells and whistles for our stuff. I mean, it's kind of unique because you try to see if it works when you go to a paranormal investigation. Mm-hmm. But we also have mediums like Cindy and psychics who in their own mind, or sorry, in their own business,
right.
My mind.
Are their own instrument.
Yes.
Sorry and, about that, Cindy.
Yeah, and we're going to get to mediums and stuff like that after this song. This one's a Ghostbusters theme covered by Little V, and he's from Montreal.
We'll be right back.
All right, who are you going to call? You're going to call Cornerstone Supernatural, right?
Gotta love that.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so now we're back, and we're going to talk with Cindy, because me and Cindy, we actually went to high school together in East Van. What?
Yay. East Van, man.
Van Tech. And yes. I didn't know back in the day when we were kids. Did you know that you had your gift back in the day?
I didn't know I had a gift, but I did know that starting with several experiences, I was like saying to myself, wow, this is so interesting. I never talked about it because nobody back then talked
right.
about it, right?
Yes.
And so I was afraid. I was like in the closet.
Right.
Yes. With and this, and yeah. I was afraid to even talk about my experiences only because people think... they're going to put me in the loony bin or something, right?
Right.
So as I grew older,
yes,
and more and more of these experiences starting to occur,
yeah.
I was watching TV, and especially there's a TV show, I can't recall what it was for, but it was of a medium. I didn't know what medium was until. Later on.
You saw that show, right?
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Like, that's me. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, it's like, and when I was watching the program, she said, oh, I'm talking to your grandfather, you're talking with grandmother, and they're bringing through messages from the other side. And I said, the other side? And so I started being so fascinated about all things supernatural, paranormal, mm-hmm. and especially spirits and mm-hmm. ghosts. Due to these experiences when I was younger.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to speak about them, but finally it got to the point where I met people who had the same experiences and allowed me to open up my, not my gift, but I didn't really want it to become a gift. It was just a fascination at the time.
Mm. Interesting,
and evolved into a hobby.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yes. And then how did you meet these guys? How did you...
Oh, that's... it's an interesting story.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to get bad.
It was purely innocent, actually. how I met these guys is that they... They approached my church. I'm going to give my church a little plug.
Sure, sure.
First United Spiritualist Church. Mm-hmm. And this is a church that has a belief of spiritualism. And spiritualism is a belief of that we believe in the communication with spirits on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so these guys, Paul and Janine, approached my church and wanted to do an investigation at my church.
Oh.
So my church being active,
very,
I like to...
Very active.
Very active. I personally like to use the word haunted because it's more cool. Everyone knows what haunted means, and I go, oh, wow.
Yeah. Like... Okay, like, so your church was haunted. Okay.
Yes. So they approached my church, and then that's how I met them. And I go, oh, okay, my name is Cindy, and, you know, thank you for coming. We're going to do an investigation. And I love the fact that Cornerstone invites the people into their investigation to witness, to feel how an investigation is done, and mm-hmm. and it's not... segregated, mm-hmm. like, oh, you're the client, you go off and wait till we do our thing, right?
No, it's together.
So, yeah,
okay.
It's all together, and we work together towards a common goal, and that is to find out stories of the spirit who resides in the building.
Interesting.
If any.
Right.
So that's how I met these guys, and they invited me along with... to various investigations, and how it's very eager.
Mm-hmm. Basically, they passed the collection plate, and we just took Cindy. We sort of have that part backwards, but it's worked out okay.
Yeah, they collected me, and
what'd you get? Oh, I got a Cindy.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right.
So it was really, really fun, and how I became the guest investigator, and they... finally asked me to join their team. I go, oh yeah, hell yeah, and I'm joining, man. It's yeah. So
all right, Janine,
the rest is history.
Yes. Now you have to tell me how you got your gifts.
I've always been a weirdo.
Oh, 100% on that.
I thought I was the weirdo.
Yeah, I was playing poker by the time I was three. I've just been really a little bit of an odd child. But I guess the first time I actually saw a ghost, I was staying at a friend's house. I must have been 11, 10, mm-hmm. 11, mm-hmm. staying overnight as we all do as kids. And I look up and I go, who's that guy in the doorway? And she goes, rather nervously, that's my dead uncle. I'm like, oh, okay. So obviously she saw the same thing that I was seeing.
Wow.
And you know, after that, I went home to my mom. She's like, yeah, that's cool. Like, both my mom and dad were very endearing of the qualities they had in themselves. So I never had that issue of not being able to talk. I was very fortunate that way.
Mm-hmm. Paul, do you have any, or are you just into it?
Well, yeah, I'm just into it. No, mine comes from, and I just found out this out today because it came out on the news, that Saskatchewan is rated number one in hauntings in Canada, which I found very weird. And being from Saskatchewan, I was with my mom. And Cindy's laughing over here. She's crazy. And my dad had passed, mm-hmm. and we had owned a painting and decorating company in Saskatchewan. And there was a vision of my father behind me in the cleanest overalls he ever had. I mean, it was like pure white.
Wow.
And what the strange thing is, if you knew my dad, mm-hmm. those things could stand in a corner by themselves. They had so many paint gips and everything else on them. So that was my introduction to it, and then I met this one to my right over here, and we sort of became enthralled in different activities that were out here. We were able to bring along people like Cindy and other people that came from various teams and organizations where they seen what our, I guess, overall goal was,
mm-hmm.
and that we had named it Cornerstone. And Cornerstone to us is the foundation, and everything else is built on that. So we're very fortunate that the team members became part of that initial growth, and that's what we've been focusing on for everything that we do. And we bring that when we go into an investigation.
Amazing. So. All right. And yes, we were... talking about mediums and whatnot. But yes, a lot of people want to know about the TV mediums. There's a few of them out there.
There are, absolutely.
Tyler Henry, Matt Fraser, Teresa, is it Caputo?
Caputo, yes.
Is that the Long Island medium, yep.
So who do you guys like? And yeah, what do you think of them?
I like Teresa for her entertainment value.
I love Matt Fraser only because he's so engaging and so lively. Mm-hmm. Like Teresa Caputo, but Matt Fraser's like he's like a kid in a playground, like myself.
Uh-huh.
I totally resonate with him. Every time I go on an investigation, like 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, I go, oh, I get to go out to play and see if I can talk to the dead myself, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah, I resonate with him a lot.
Yeah. How many people do you know that can sit in a room, totally dark, talking to no one? And that's
us.
You guys can.
Yeah, but I mean, for mediums, I mean, I don't generally have to watch it on TV because we've got enough mediums, claircognizance, clairvoyance, and psychics on the team mm-hmm. that I can just watch them
do their thing live,
when and it's like, oh my God, we've just opened the cookie jar, and let's go.
Amazing.
Let's make this happen.
Amazing.
All sweet.
Yes. And we're going to get to one of your requests, Cindy. You wanted to request Thriller, and we're going to play a jazz cover of that one by Wayne Brady on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hare, 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 ho. Hare, 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 hey. Listen, girl, I'm not like all these other fellas. It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, oh, but terror takes the sound before you make it. Yeah. Start to freeze as horror looks you right between your eyes. You're paralyzed, 'cause this is thriller night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. You know it's thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight. Slam and realize there's nowhere left to run. Oh, you feel the cold hand and wonder if you'll ever see the sun. You close your eyes and hope that this is just imagination, girl. But all the while, you hear a creature creeping up behind. Oh, you're out of time. Oh, this is thriller, thriller night, and there ain't no second chance against a thing with 40 eyes. This is thriller, thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight. Oh, night creatures call, and the dead start to dance in their masquerade. Escaping the jaws of the alien this time. Open wide, it's the end of your life. Try it. This is thriller, thriller me hold you tight and share a thriller. Thriller, this is thriller. Oh, thriller tonight. Girl, I can thrill you more than any group would ever try. This is thriller. Oh, thriller tonight. Girl, let me hold you tight inside a thriller.
What an awesome, right? Like, rendition of the Thriller. That's so cool. Okay, so next, what are we going to talk about? Oh, yes, we're going to talk about events that are happening around town. Yes, so these guys, they do so much, I don't know, it's like these tours, and they're actually almost done now. Is that correct? Maybe tell me some about them for next year for people who might be interested.
Sure. So this, of course, being October, is the month that everybody wants to talk ghosts and spirits. And it's a high-demand month for us because we do a lot of fundraising for various historical societies here in the Lower Mainlands and actually out into the Valley, too. So a couple of weekends ago, we were at the Haney House in Maple Ridge, and mm-hmm. we had tours on Friday and Saturday night. And thanks to the generous support of everybody who came to the event, we raised about $5,000 for them.
Woo.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. And then last week we were at the
Kilby.
It's been so busy, I'm starting to blank out. So that's out by Harrison Mills. Same thing. We were luckily very well supported by not only the people at the Kilby Historic Museum, but also the people who came to visit our little ghost tour, and they get a little slice of what it's like to be on a ghost hunt.
Yeah, and what it does is it besides giving them a tour of the place, it's a chance for us to give back to them for allowing us to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been really fortunate in both of those locations. One of the events also we were at is Celebrate the Night with the City of Maple Ridge, and it was packed this year. Oh my God. I mean, because the couldn't have fireworks last year because of the fire, and then there was COVID. There was at least, I say, 6,000-7,000 people wandering the grounds there and talking, and we had our display out and talk ghost stories, and we were right beside the kids' face painting.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids would get their face painted and do all that, and the parents would come over and say, "Psh, I got something to talk to you about."
Okay.
And so that worked out really, really well. Upcoming, we've got the Rohde House, which is another museum here located in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. It's going to be a different effects or different rooms for people to experience like they're on a paranormal investigation. Unfortunately, for those that want to go, it's sold out.
It's sold out, yeah.
Places like even the Kilby sold out in 4 days.
Wow.
So we put it up on our Facebook page of events coming up.
Yes.
And we're already booking in, you know, next year for these locations. And then we're fortunate to team up with Ghostly Vancouver Tours and do a seance in the Hotel Vancouver on October the 31st. So we're pretty excited about doing that. We've always worked with like-minded people that we have the same goals and values that we do. So it just happens Ghostly Vancouver Tours has some of that, and we're fortunate, very fortunate in that. But again, to give back, probably in the last 5-6 years, we've raised well over $50,000 for these locations where generally they don't even have an admission to go get into the place. So,
oh, wow. Yeah.
It's a source of revenue, gives them an idea for new programming or things like that.
Yeah.
So,
And Cindy, you actually do the tours, is that correct?
Exactly. I do the tours. I find it really, really heartwarming to be involved in this, only because when I investigate a quote-unquote cornerstone,
mm-hmm.
they resonate so much well with me, with my moral values as well, and the value of what being in the team is all about. So being involved in these fundraisers, it's really about community work, teamwork, community, giving back, so that we could keep those museums open, the heritage places open. Vancouver has lost so many historical places, even around the Lower Mainland,
mm-hmm.
that we want to be able to keep them open by doing fundraisers. So it's really, really, I'm really happy to be involved in that. Yeah, it's been fun and meeting a lot of people and people knowing about me and us, Cornerstone, and what we're all about.
Amazing.
It also gives people that come to these events an opportunity to talk with a real paranormal investigator.
Exactly.
Because there's no actors involved. We're not there for script or anything like that. So they can say, well, geez, I've got this happening in my house or my workplace, and we can actually communicate back and forth and maybe make them feel a little bit at ease. We had one individual show up at the at Kilby, and she was like, oh, God, I'm not crazy because there's people. I talk to people in my house. And you guys talk to people, so it's kind of a good thing. I don't feel out in left field anymore. So
right,
it's nice to have people who are open and vulnerable with us to share stories.
Yes, and what else is happening around town is Fright Nights, right? At PNE.
Oh, Fright Nights. Yeah,
we were just talking about that earlier. They said they see the real deal, so they don't really go. But Cindy, you go. Yeah,
I'd certainly go only because for the kid part of me, mm-hmm. unleashing my inner child, I just want to go for fun and see all the actors and cool props and costumes, even though, you know, we go to real life haunted houses and whatnot, but it's totally fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's like playtime.
But you do know that Playland is haunted. It does. It has a lady that actually shows up on stage on that one stage near close to the Coliseum.
Mm. So, oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right.
I do know every time I walk by there, I feel something strange.
Okay. And then for those of you who want to hear some music, Annika Katerina is playing at the Asylum Bar at the Hard Rock Casino this Saturday, October 28th. So we're going to play her song called Broke It right here on CJSF.
Time, so why did we hold on? We were so innocent, amateur and young. We couldn't handle every promise that we made, but we both knew back then we couldn't walk away. We were crying for my for my